I'm making no value judgment on the decision. I'm just trying to get you to say what it is, which is very simple.
I have described what it is for the last 15 minutes.
But we haven't used
you haven't
the Latin
for the last
that
you haven't
you, like,
you have not.
But it doesn't mean that I haven't described what happened.
Listen, this happened in January, and this is the first time you've ever said flat out that they wouldn't get the money until the prisoners were released. That took, let's count it, what, 7 months? Why all the beating around the bush
the
if it was such a great and noble
is
decision?
Of press coverage.
Brad, so we evil, thought, we evil said reporters along, have made you dredge this up?
No, I've never called you guys evil. I've called you other
things.
You
can't blame press
evil.
Coverage because you didn't say what this was 7 months ago.
We did describe it 7 months ago.
You did not
Brad.
Say
did
it was contingent. This was contingent on that. Now you're saying flatly out that. This payment was contingent on the release of the prisoners.
I said
you did not say that in January.
I said this was, as I said before, we of course wanted to seek maximum leverage in this case as these two things came together at the same time.
John, you said that that everyone all along at all points has been completely above board about this, but you would agree that what you're telling us today represents a new factual disclosure from the administration, does it not?
I certainly would agree that this... A particular fact is not something that we've talked about in the past,
okay.
but if you go back and look at the press coverage, your own coverage of this when it happened, nobody made any bones about the fact that these two processes were coming together at the same time, and we took advantage of the opportunity we had with the closure of the nuke deal, with the Hague Tribunal, and with talks to get our Americans back. We took full advantage of that, and I don't think anybody in the administration is going to make any apology for having taken advantage of those opportunities to get these Americans home.
And would you agree that a reasonable observer could look upon a situation in which cash is withheld until prisoners are released as something akin to ransom?
Well, an observer, whoever he or she may be, can look at this however they want. I've described now over the last 10 or 15 minutes what happened and what our thought process was going through that, and I'll let others decide for themselves. I got to get going.
Okay.